at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Jason Weller, who is acting chief for NRCS. And Jason, I know you're going to be with us here on the tour, but thought I'd get a little early chance to chat with you and know that we still got folks back in Washington, D.C. working on a farm bill. How important is that to a department like NRCS that we get something done?
Well, the Farm Bill is really critical for not just this agency, but really for USDA, and it has an array of programs in there. Of course, the conservation programs are a primary focus for our agency as well as the Farm Service Agency. And so having the Farm Bill and that framework built out, not just for this year, but looking out 5 years, having that long-term game plan, roadmap for Congress's expectations, but also what they're going to be investing in private lands conservation, it's really important for us to have that Farm Bill in place so that our customers, the farmers and ranchers of America, know what the programs will be in place to support them and get assistance on the land. But then also from an agency standpoint, ensuring that we have the infrastructure in place, the partnerships in place to really get that Farm Bill up and running as quickly as possible.
I talked to a grain farmer here tonight who said in relation to the Farm Bill that if there's one thing he wants to see stay in there, it's these conservation, money for conservation. It says a lot for how important that is to farmers here in our country, that we have the ability to have funding for good research in this area.
Yeah, conservation, it's more than just something that's nice to have. It's really becoming almost part of the business operating plan for a lot of farmers and ranchers. And the best conservation is actually practices that help producers be economically successful. So for us at NRCS, sustainable agriculture really is about ensuring the wise use of the resources, but then also making sure they're successful business operators and that the best use of that land is actually in agricultural production. And so, yes, conservation can help them better manage the soil resources, better manage their nutrient inputs, be more efficient with the nutrient application, be more energy efficient, be more water efficient. So at the end of the day, it's saving wear and tear on the farmer, wear and tear on his or her equipment, saving the money, putting more money in their pocket, in many cases helping them be more productive, but also then providing a broad array of benefits for people who live down the stream, in the airshed, in their community.
So what message do you have for the folks here attending this this tour that we're about to go?
So one of the reasons I'm here is really to raise up and celebrate the partnership that CTIC is really helping to assemble and put together. And in so many ways, CTIC and the partners that are here from both the local level, from the regional level, and the national level, we have some of the best minds, the best partners in conservation here assembled for the next 2 days. So it's really not a message I'm bringing. I'm actually here to learn from them and to really see what are their ideas on where are they leading us. They're really, in many cases, the pioneers in conservation. And so I'm here to hopefully take back some ideas and how NRCS can be a better partner for the broader conservation family.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here with us. That's Jason Weller, acting chief for NRCS. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.